Do you ever think about the fact that the essence of a bro is in more than just the bro himself, but also the shit the bro does? Bros are bros, and then they do bro shit, but doing that bro shit makes you more of a bro, you know, bro? And when you do bro shit, copying, play acting at first, maybe it's not just faking it till you make it. Though it is, and that's hot, bro, but it actively opens you up to the essence. Just making it, bit by bit, step by step, opening up to you more and more, like the mouth of your best bro opens up just a little while you try to explain something overly complex and convoluted to him. The slackness in his jaw, juicy pink lips parting ever so slightly into a little keyhole, lower lip heavy, almost like it's weighed down by the exertion of trying to be a good bro and understand and take part. And that bro pout even extends up into that little crease between his eyebrows, because he's trying so hard to be there for you, but you can see it on his face. And he knows deep down that he's not quite cut out for that caliber of conversation. But a good bro always tries, and even in the clear struggle to follow the last four-syllable word you said, he's so much hotter and more endearing than some sharp, sardonic nerd bro who can keep up effortlessly but never actually engage with you on that deep, fraternal level. And guess what, bro? You just made it a little bit, almost without noticing, because you are so open and receptive to that bro essence that even just hearing about the ideal bro pouting in front of you made you follow along, mimic, be. And I bet it felt good, right? Good to act as a bro acts and be as a bro is, to resonate with the energy of your pouty bro. Maybe you even envisioned yourself in his place. Maybe you are now too. The best bro version of you doing the best bro pout, consistently confused but trying your best, and so happy just to be there with more of your bros who can vibe and relate to not quite getting it, but definitely being able to fucking get it, and letting the pout dissolve like a sunrise. And the convo can finally get back to some fun, simple shit. Try it a bit more deliberately now. Listening to me talk all of this complex, semi-philosophical language about doing and being and imitation and perception, and just letting the muscles in your jaw slowly relax as that look comes over your face, spacing out to the sound of my voice, not quite knowing exactly what the hell I mean, but knowing that you like it, and that since I'm your bro, you're more than willing to go along with it. Lips pouting, heavy, full, sensitive. Not an unhappy pout, not an angry pout, but just a bro pout. Brimming with fraternity. And bro, it's so versatile too. You don't just gotta use it when you're struggling to listen to some complicated stuff. It's such a good shorthand for sympathy. Listening to your bro's woes and letting him know you're there for him for show. Even if he wants a blow. Love in your eyes and care on those precious pouty bro lips. Listening to the sound of your own hips slapping into flesh as the focused unfocused haze of bro bliss comes over you, and your slack-jawed, thick-lipped pal becomes the go-to face for fucking babes, bros, and boys alike. So easy. So versatile. So bro. And a bro is as a bro does. So practice that pout, little bro. Let that essence flow.